Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the virtues on spending, being generous, and having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min yawmin yusbihu al-ibadu fihi illa malakan yanzilan, fayaqulu ahaduhuma, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa, ويقول الآخر اللهم أعطي ممسكا تلفا متفق عليه. Yesterday we did a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never asked for anything to which he replied no. In other words, this was the stock standard answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anytime he was asked for something, it was yes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would go out of his way for whatever he was asked to give it, to such an extent that if he didn't have it also, then when he did get, then he would take and he will ask for that person, and he will give it to that person that wanted. This was the magnanimous akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, when we spend, we got to spend generously, very generously. But at the same time, a person has to be intelligent also, as far as his spending is concerned. Intelligent in the sense that a person mustn't spend all his money now, then he has to go and ask others. That is not something which Shariat encourages. But a person should be generous, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if he's got, then he should spend. The amount is not important. The main thing is the person is spending from the wealth that Allah ta'ala has given him. So today's hadith says, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that two angels descend from the heaven every morning. Now when we hear this, we must believe that this is 100% true. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every morning two angels, they descend from the heavens. And what they say, what dua they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, replace for the one who spends. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, the one that spends, replace for him. In other words, whatever he was given, Ya Allah, you repay him. Now this repayment can be same or it can be more, but it will never ever be less than what a person has spent. This is the dua that the angels are making for this person. So one of the angels make this dua, that oh Allah, replace for the one who spends. And the other angel makes this dua, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa, oh Allah, destroy the one who withholds. That person who's withholding, he's got the money and people are in need, but he's not spending on people, he's not spending in where he should be spending. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you destroy this person, the one who withholds. So we're thinking we're holding the money back, that is going to escalate and it's going to get more and more. But what we're not realizing is that if we give, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. And you'll find generally, as a general rule, those people that give a lot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a lot. People say, no, it's not like that. It's because they got a lot, they're giving a lot. That's not the right sequence. The right sequence is, because they're giving a lot, Allah ta'ala is giving them a lot. It's not because they got, they're giving. So many people got, but they don't have the hearts to give. You have to have a heart to give also. One short hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allahu ta'ala, anfiq yabna Adam yunfaq alayk, muttafaqun alayh, Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reporting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So what Allah ta'ala is saying in this hadith, as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala said, yabna Adam, O son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, O insan, spend, you will be spent upon. Spend, and you will be spent upon. In other words, you spend, and Allah ta'ala will spend upon us. Allah ta'ala will make it such, then whatever we need, Allah ta'ala will take care of it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, give us the heart of spending. Actually, this is only found in our deen. Other deens is very, very hard to get any type of contribution from anybody. People have to take out sort of contracts with the church. Sometimes they have to have different fairs and functions to raise money for temples, etc. But in our deen, we are just taught and encouraged to give. Why? Because the reliance is there on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is there for us, so why should we hold back? Allah ta'ala will replace us, give us in akhirat, and there's so much more Allah ta'ala will give us by us just spending a little bit of our money. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.